Let's begin with three short vignettes or snapshots that offer a first impression of Barack Obama's career and the 2008 presidential campaign. The first involves a short YouTube video clip titled, In 52 Seconds, Why Barack Obama Cannot Win a General Election. On the screen, we see Barack Obama wearing a business suit, white shirt and a dark tie. Behind him are the red and white stripes of an American flag. Obama is not wearing an American flag pin on his lapel. Without any introduction, Obama begins, I am the only major candidate to oppose this war from the beginning, and as president, I will end it. Second, he continues, I will cut tens of billions of dollars in wasteful spending. Third, he says without pausing, I will set a goal of a world without nuclear weapons. This one short video would provide Obama's Republican rival in the 2008 presidential election with enough ammunition to defeat him. Why? The video begins with Obama posturing himself as the most anti-war candidate on the left, opposing U.S. involvement in the Iraq War. From there, Obama embraces a no-nukes anti-war, anti-military posture that places him even farther left than Senator George McGovern, the last openly anti-war presidential candidate put forth by the Democratic Party. In the 1972 presidential election, at the height of the Vietnam War's unpopularity, McGovern lost 49 states to President Richard M. Nixon. The only state McGovern carried was Massachusetts, which then, as now, was so peacenik that many Republican Party loyalists derisively refer to it as the People's Republic of Massachusetts. Being anti-war and so anti-military that he was willing to embrace a no-nukes policy, Obama was risking a strategy that would sell well in the primaries but cost him the general election. A skillful, opposition-oriented creator of TV spots could have a field day telling Republican and independent voters that a vote for Obama is a vote to leave the United States of America undefended in the nuclear age. So Obama is now boxed in. If he tries to move to the center in the general election or qualify his bold no-nuke statement with a lot of conditions, he can easily be portrayed as a flip-flopper. Unfortunately for Obama, after the video, In 52 Seconds, Why Barack Obama Cannot Win a General Election, was posted on YouTube. It was viewed over 2 million times in less than 3 months.